welcome to an episode of Intuitive Insight. I am your host, Queen, and I'm happy to have you today listening to my voice. I am grateful for your ears and your ability to hear me. I hope you all are well. It's been a while, I think 2 weeks exactly, since I dropped the very first podcast, and thank you all for your patience. I've had to take some time and really figure out the direction that I wanted this podcast to go. I'm gonna be honest, I'm taking it day by day and seeing, you know, how it goes. So I made the choice, conscious decision, to not do tarot readings on this podcast at all or on my YouTube channel. So the podcast, I'm not sure if some of you listened to the very first where I did, I know a few of you did listen, where I did the Aries reading. And I believe, I published a Taurus reading on YouTube. And I really did do about half of the readings for all the signs. And I got halfway through it and I made the conscious decision, like, I actually do not want to put this out there. Not that the readings weren't good, not that my intentions were not pure to genuinely help people, but, you know, there's a lot of, I don't want to get too much into it, but when it comes to tarot reading, it does have, a lot of people have a lot of mixed thoughts regarding reading in general. I didn't really do it based on what anyone else thought, but based on the cards that I was using and the person that made the cards and their decision to no longer make cards and then rebuke all the cards that they did make. Some of you might know what I'm talking about. If you don't, it's fine. But I was using angel cards because I wanted to be very clear about the type of energies that I would read into and the medium that I would use to read into that. So I was using During Virtue's angel cards, and she recently came out and, you know, she's a born again Christian and pretty much just talked about how she rebuked those cards and she didn't really, you know, think that they were anything of God, and all of that is fine. I myself am not a Christian. I do believe in God, but when someone creates something and then they intentionally say that I would prefer you not to use these, I go by that. You know, I'm big on energy, and I'm big on, you know, what people put out there and how it can change the direction of their path and speak things into existence. So if the creator of a piece of art that I was using as a medium comes out and says, hey, I no longer support these products, and I prefer for you all not to even use these products, I'm going to stop using them. You know what I mean? Maybe take a second look at everything regarding tarot card reading. Even though they say angel cards, you know, you just have to be very clear. So I took a step back from that, and I thought it would not be fair to just carry on the same way once I've, you know, been enlightened about something. I have just kind of a tinge of, I don't know why I want to say deception, but a tinge of doubt, not necessarily about the messages coming through, but the creative cards. So I just want to give that update. I'm sorry if you all are waiting for the readings. I will not be doing them on this podcast. There's a ton of places where you can find readings. If you would like to go to those places on YouTube, you can literally type in your horoscope, type in whatever you want to hear a reading about, and you can find them. Trust me, you can. So sorry if that disappoints anyone, but that's that. So moving on, today's topic, I really wanted to just quickly speak about overcoming depression. I think that in America, being a first world society and one of the leading world powers, a lot of us on a daily basis are very blessed. You know, there's an overabundance of a lot of things in this country, which is a blessing. But it's really interesting how, you know, we can have everything here that a lot of other countries don't have, yet we still find a lot of depression in this country. We still find a very high rate of suicide. I would advise, what I've realized rather, is being someone who catches my when I am slipping into a certain type of depression. And let's be very clear, we're all human. As human beings, as spirits going through this human experience, depression is a real thing. It's a real state of mind. And that's what it is, a state of mind that you choose to be in. No matter what the cause is, it is very much a reaction to disappointing news, to upsets, to failures, to, again, missed expectations. So depression in itself, in this country, people look at this country and wonder, how could such an abundant place, you know, have depressed people, homeless people, people that want to create, people that want to commit horrible acts. And I think it goes back to this, just the overabundance. Too much of anything is not good. So in this country, while we do have so many things available to us, sometimes I think it can overwhelm us. And I'll speak for myself. So I noticed when I am slipping into a state of depression, that state of mind, it normally is, you know, on the heels of me overeating. It's on the heels of me being extremely exhausted. And then sometimes a combination of both. So taking a step back and looking at some of the things that I partake in when I'm tired, carbohydrates, refined sugars, GMO foods, all these things have obviously an effect on our body. What we eat is to nourish our body, but if we're eating things from a place of sadness, boredom, a depressed state of mind, a lower vibrational wave, then that food is not able to really nourish our body, because our stomach, you know, which is connected to our nerves, as far as, let's say you have anxieties, that's why people get butterflies, the term butterflies, not real butterflies in your stomach, but all because all of those nerves are connected, all those feelings and emotions we feel with our gut. So when we're stressed out and we're eating things that aren't very nutritious and we're not in the healthiest state of mind, our body is not able to digest the food properly. And even if it is, if it's not the proper food, we're not getting the nourishment that we need. So for me, I notice the first step when I start to feel depressed is to be very intentional about my eating. Make sure I'm intaking foods that are very helpful and healthy for me. Number two, making sure I'm very intentional about my time, making sure I'm spending time, whether it's the preparation for the food, making sure that things are prepared so that I have those options available to me, making sure that I'm not wasting time just moping or overthinking or overanalyzing the situation, and making sure that I'm being productive with my time. Because when you're productive, I notice I feel a lot better. Sometimes I feel I get in that depressed state of mind because I'm not as productive as that I would have liked to have been, which makes me feel guilty and then get down on myself and all these things. Get over it. Be accountable for your time. Be intentional about how you spend your time, and make your time count. And I would say number three is just being intentional, setting intention. Now, when I think of setting intention, the first thing I think about is prayer. Prayer is extremely powerful, and I would almost say it's the number one. But I think being very clear about what your intentions are and what you want to happen and what you want to see happen through prayer, through words. Words have power. Words set the wheels going. The intention gets the wheel going to keep you motivated. So those have been three very important factors for me when it comes to overcoming depression. And again, I guess the first step is really recognizing the depression. I notice, again, food sets me into that whirlwind of depression. So I realize I'm depressed when I don't want to go out. I'm sitting on the couch. I'm eating nonstop. My mind is racing. I'm unable to sleep, or sometimes I sleep too much. I'm not energetic. I don't want to go out. I don't want to talk to people. Sometimes I don't even watch TV. For me, I want to sleep. Everyone's depression comes differently, but for me, that's what it is. So again, recognizing it and overcoming it are the two starting points. And again, to overcome it, I would recommend number one, being intentional about what you eat. Number two, being intentional about your time. And then number three, setting your intentions with prayer, with meditation, with words. Set your intention and be very clear and detailed about what they are. I hope this helped someone. It was very quick. I wanted to get it off my mind because this past week has been a real challenge for me, and I had to, you know, kind of understand what I needed to do to get myself right on the path, on the right path. So I hope this is helpful to someone. Please share. Again, continue to like, listen, and subscribe if you're watching on YouTube. I will be posting this on YouTube as well. If you're listening to the podcast, I'm grateful for your ears. Again, if you're watching, I'm grateful for your eyes. Just showing gratitude and love to all. I hope this is a great week for you all. And until next time, take care. Bye. Hello and welcome back. Happy New Year to all. So we're going to start a new thing. This podcast will be mostly focused on affirmations. First affirmation that we'll be focusing on will be related to keeping yourself motivated and keeping your eye on the prize. Staying focused, so to speak. So hopefully, most likely, inevitably, this will inspire someone. Please like, share, subscribe, and let's get into this week's, today's affirmation session. I am amazing. I am great. I have the capability to stay extremely focused. I have the capability to achieve my dreams. I have the capability to do what's best for me, and I have the capability to make the right decisions for my life. I trust myself and I trust my intuition. I trust that I will be guided on my path. Even if I get distracted along the way, I have faith that I will get right back on the right track. With my strong faith and my endurance and my resilience, I am destined to achieve my goals. I am on track to achieve my goals. I will achieve my goals. My goals are clear and concise. I have a clear understanding of where I'm going. I bring along with me the tools and experiences that I've learned along the way. I will succeed at achieving my goals. I will let go of all fears that hold me back from achieving my goal. I am comfortable with putting myself in uncomfortable situations if it allows me to grow and become better. I am comfortable with the fact that I do not know everything. I am comfortable with learning from others. I am comfortable with being in a space with people that may be more knowledgeable than I. I will achieve my goals. Hello and welcome back. Happy New Year to all. So we're going to start a new thing. This podcast will be mostly focused on affirmations. First affirmation
that we'll be focusing on will be related to keeping yourself motivated and keeping your eye on the prize. Staying focused, so to speak. So hopefully, most likely, inevitably, this will inspire someone. Please like, share, subscribe, and let's get into this week's, today's affirmation session. I am amazing. I am great. I have the capability to stay extremely focused. I have the capability to achieve my dreams. I have the capability to do what's best for me, and I have the capability to make the right decisions for my life. I trust myself and I trust my intuition. I trust that I will be guided on my path. Even if I get distracted along the way, I have faith that I will get right back on the right track. With my strong faith and my endurance and my resilience, I am destined to achieve my goals. I am on track to achieve my goals. I will achieve my goals. My goals are clear and concise. I have a clear understanding of where I'm going. I bring along with me the tools and experiences that I've learned along the way. I will succeed at achieving my goals. I will let go of all fears that hold me back from achieving my goal. I am comfortable with putting myself in uncomfortable situations if it allows me to grow and become better. I am comfortable with the fact that I do not know everything. I am comfortable with learning from others. I am comfortable with being in a space with people that may be more knowledgeable than I. I will achieve my goals. Hello and welcome back. Happy New Year to all. So we're going to start a new thing. This podcast will be mostly focused on affirmations. First affirmation that we'll be focusing on will be related to keeping yourself motivated and keeping your eye on the prize. Staying focused, so to speak. So hopefully, most likely, inevitably, this will inspire someone. Please like, share, subscribe, and let's get into this week's, today's affirmation session. I am amazing. I am great. I have the capability to stay extremely focused. I have the capability to achieve my dreams. I have the capability to do what's best for me, and I have the capability to make the right decisions for my life. I trust myself and I trust my intuition. I trust that I will be guided on my path. Even if I get distracted along the way, I have faith that I will get right back on the right track. With my strong faith and my endurance and my resilience, I am destined to achieve my goals. I am on track to achieve my goals. I will achieve my goals. My goals are clear and concise. I have a clear understanding of where I'm going. I bring along with me the tools and experiences that I've learned along the way. I will succeed at achieving my goals. I will let go of all fears that hold me back from achieving my goal. I am comfortable with putting myself in uncomfortable situations if it allows me to grow and become better. I am comfortable with the fact that I do not know everything. I am comfortable with learning from others. I am comfortable with being in a space with people that may be more knowledgeable than I. I will achieve my goals. Hello and welcome back. Happy New Year to all. So we're going to start a new thing. This podcast will be mostly focused on affirmations. First affirmation that we'll be focusing on will be related to keeping yourself motivated and keeping your eye on the prize. Staying focused, so to speak. So hopefully, most likely, inevitably, this will inspire someone. Please like, share, subscribe, and let's get into this week's, today's affirmation session. I am amazing. I am great. I have the capability to stay extremely focused. I have the capability to achieve my dreams. I have the capability to do what's best for me, and I have the capability to make the right decisions for my life. I trust myself and I trust my intuition. I trust that I will be guided on my path. Even if I get distracted along the way, I have faith that I will get right back on the right track. With my strong faith and my endurance and my resilience, I am destined to achieve my goals. I am on track to achieve my goals. I will achieve my goals. My goals are clear and concise. I have a clear understanding of where I'm going. I bring along with me the tools and experiences that I've learned along the way. I will succeed at achieving my goals. I will let go of all fears that hold me back from achieving my goal. I am comfortable with putting myself in uncomfortable situations if it allows me to grow and become better. I am comfortable with the fact that I do not know everything. I am comfortable with learning from others. I am comfortable with being in a space with people that may be more knowledgeable than I. I will achieve my goals. Hello and welcome back. Happy New Year to all. So we're going to start a new thing. This podcast will be mostly focused on affirmations. First affirmation that we'll be focusing on will be related to keeping yourself motivated and keeping your eye on the prize. Staying focused, so to speak. So hopefully, most likely, inevitably, this will inspire someone. Please like, share, subscribe, and let's get into this week's, today's affirmation session. I am amazing. I am great. I have the capability to stay extremely focused. I have the capability to achieve my dreams. I have the capability to do what's best for me, and I have the capability to make the right decisions for my life. I trust myself and I trust my intuition. I trust that I will be guided on my path. Even if I get distracted along the way, I have faith that I will get right back on the right track. With my strong faith and my endurance and my resilience, I am destined to achieve my goals. I am on track to achieve my goals. I will achieve my goals. My goals are clear and concise. I have a clear understanding of where I'm going. I bring along with me the tools and experiences that I've learned along the way. I will succeed at achieving my goals. I will let go of all fears that hold me back from achieving my goal. I am comfortable with putting myself in uncomfortable situations if it allows me to grow and become better. I am comfortable with the fact that I do not know everything. I am comfortable with learning from others. I am comfortable with being in a space with people that may be more knowledgeable than I. I will achieve my goals. Hello and welcome back. Happy New Year to all. So we're going to start a new thing. This podcast will be mostly focused on affirmations. First affirmation that we'll be focusing on will be related to keeping yourself motivated and keeping your eye on the prize. Staying focused, so to speak. So hopefully, most likely, inevitably, this will inspire someone. Please like, share, subscribe, and let's get into this week's, today's affirmation session. I am amazing. I am great. I have the capability to stay extremely focused. I have the capability to achieve my dreams. I have the capability to do what's best for me, and I have the capability to make the right decisions for my life. I trust myself and I trust my intuition. I trust that I will be guided on my path. Even if I get distracted along the way, I have faith that I will get right back on the right track. With my strong faith and my endurance and my resilience, I am destined to achieve my goals. I am on track to achieve my goals. I will achieve my goals. My goals are clear and concise. I have a clear understanding of where I'm going. I bring along with me the tools and experiences that I've learned along the way. I will succeed at achieving my goals. I will let go of all fears that hold me back from achieving my goal. I am comfortable with putting myself in uncomfortable situations if it allows me to grow and become better. I am comfortable with the fact that I do not know everything. I am comfortable with learning from others. I am comfortable with being in a space with people that may be more knowledgeable than I. I will achieve my goals. Hello and welcome back. Happy New Year to all. So we're going to start a new thing. This podcast will be mostly focused on affirmations. First affirmation that we'll be focusing on will be related to keeping yourself motivated and keeping your eye on the prize. Staying focused, so to speak. So hopefully, most likely, inevitably, this will inspire someone. Please like, share, subscribe, and let's get into today's affirmation session. I am amazing. I am great. I have the capability to stay extremely focused. I have the capability to achieve my dreams. I have the capability to do what's best for me, and I have the capability to make the right decisions for my life. I trust myself and I trust my intuition. I trust that I will be guided on my path. Even if I get distracted along the way, I have faith that I will get right back on the right track. With my strong faith and my endurance and my resilience, I am destined to achieve my goals. I am on track to achieve my goals. I will achieve my goals. My goals are clear and concise. I have a clear understanding of where I'm going. I bring along with me the tools and experiences that I've learned along the way. I will succeed at achieving my goals. I will let go of all fears that hold me back from achieving my goal. I am comfortable with putting myself in uncomfortable situations if it allows me to grow and become better. I am comfortable with the fact that I do not know everything. I am comfortable with learning from others. I am comfortable with being in a space with people that may be more knowledgeable than I. I will achieve my goals.